Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a bland old-school DNB Ragacut in Ableton Live 12 with that pirate radio jungle tape energy. Think chopped vocal phrases, rough-edged breaks, sub-pressure, and quick little transitions that feel like they're beamed in from a smoky FM transmission in 1995. This is beginner-friendly, but the goal is still to sound authentic. Not polished pop. More raw, more urgent, more sound system. First, set your tempo. For this style, aim somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172. That gives you enough speed for jungle energy, but it still leaves room for the vocal cuts to breathe. Now set up a simple track layout so the project stays organized. Make one track for the main ragga vocal, one track for vocal chops, one for the break loop, one for kick and snare layering, one for the sub bass, one for effects like hits and rewinds, and then create return tracks for reverb and delay. Keeping this tidy from the start makes the rest of the process way easier. The first musical choice is the vocal. Pick a phrase with attitude and rhythm, not just words. Short phrases work great here. Stuff like move, rewind, selecta, or come again all have that classic ragga bounce. What matters most is the rhythm of the phrase. If the groove of the words is strong, the edit will already feel alive. Drag the vocal into Ableton and turn warp on. For a full vocal phrase, Complex Pro is usually a safe choice. If the phrase is more rhythmic and percussive, beats can also work well. Then line up the first warp marker so the vocal lands tightly on the grid. If certain syllables drift, add a few more warp markers and gently lock the important hits into place. A teacher tip here: don't overdo the warping. Ragga cuts often sound better when they stay a little raw. Too much correction can make the vocal feel sterile. We want attitude, not perfection. Now it's time to chop the vocal. You can do this manually in arrangement view, or you can slice it to a new MIDI track. If you want full control, manual chopping is great. Duplicate the phrase and carve out individual words or syllables, then move them around into a call and response pattern. That question and answer feeling is a huge part of ragga energy. One chop says something, the next one replies. If you want to play the vocal like an instrument, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the phrase is punchy, or slice by fixed values like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want rhythmic control. Ableton will load the slices into a drum rack, and now you can trigger the vocal hits like drum pads. That's perfect for fast, jungle-style edits. Next, build the drum foundation. Old-school DNB lives and dies on the breakbeat feel. Start with a classic break loop if you have one, or any punchy drum break for now. Warp it in beats mode and keep the transients nice and snappy. Then layer a clean kick and snare over the break to give it extra impact. The break supplies the movement, and the layers help it hit harder. A simple drum chain can go a long way. On the break or the drum bus, try EQ 8 first. High pass the very low rumble, maybe below 30 to 35 Hz, and cut a little mud if the low mids are getting cloudy. Then add drum bus for a bit of drive and crunch. Keep the settings subtle, because we want grit, not destruction. After that, a glue compressor can help tie the drums together. Light gain reduction is enough. If the drums need a little more edge, add a touch of saturator and enable soft clip. Now the low end. For the style, the bass should feel subby, dark, and disciplined. A beginner-friendly choice is operator. Load it up and start with a sine wave. Keep it mostly mono, because the sub wants to sit dead center and hold the floor down. Use a short attack, and then shape the decay and sustain depending on whether you want a plucky bass or a more rolling line. For processing, keep it simple. Use EQA to remove any unnecessary rumble. Add saturator if you want a little more harmonic presence. If the kick is fighting the bass, use sidechain compression. And if the sub needs to stay tight, a utility device set to zero width can keep it locked in the center. One important point: don't make the bass too busy. In ragga DNB, space is power. Let the vocal phrases breathe. Let the drums move. The bass should support the whole cut, not crowd it. Now we bring in the pirate radio sauce. Effects. This is where the edit starts feeling like a proper rinse-out moment. Use stock Ableton devices like reverb, echo, auto filter, redux, vinyl distortion, or even frequency shifter if you want some weirdness. A classic move is to send certain vocal words, like move or rewind, into a reverb throw. That creates a big dramatic tail without washing out the entire vocal. Delay is another big one. Use echo with sync on, maybe set to 1/8 or 1/4 notes, and keep the feedback moderate. Filter the delay so it doesn't take over the mix. You want that echo tail to feel like it's bouncing through a dark tunnel, not cluttering the whole arrangement. For a rewind-style moment, pull the volume down quickly, reverse a vocal chop, or add a short tape stop-style effect. Even a small pause before the next hit can create a huge sense of impact. That little gap is often more powerful than adding another sound. Now arrange the whole thing like a DJ tool, not a full song. A simple 16-bar structure works really well. Start with a stripped intro, maybe filter drums, a distant vocal tease, and a little effects. Then bring in the main vocal hook, followed by fuller drums and the bass line. After that, build tension with more repetition, more delay throws, and maybe an opening filter. Finally, hit the drop section with the full break, the full bass, and a stronger vocal stab. You can end with a rewind or impact to make it feel like a proper selector transition. A good way to think about this style is contrast. Dry vocal, then wet vocal. Full drums, then strip drums. Full bass, then filtered bass. Normal phrase, then stuttered phrase. That contrast is what gives Pirate Radio energy its lift. If you want the vocal chops to hit harder, zoom in and tighten everything up. Make sure there are no clicks. Add tiny fades if needed. Then use little stutters sparingly. Two or three quick repeats on a word like move or rewind can sound huge if you use them at the right moment. The key is not to overuse them. A small repeat is powerful because it feels special. If the edit starts getting crowded, route your vocals and drums into buses. On the drum bus, you can use a cue, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator to glue the whole kit together. On the vocal bus, use EQ, maybe a compressor, and then send to delay and reverb returns rather than drowning the whole track in effects. That keeps the lead vocal clear and present. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdo the reverb and delay on the vocal, or it'll disappear. Don't let the kick and sub fight each other, or the whole track will feel smaller. Don't stretch the vocal too hard, because raga cuts sound better when they still have some raw edge. And don't make every bar full. If there's no space, there's no impact. If you want this darker and heavier, there are a few easy upgrades. Tame the high end of the break a little. Add some mid-bass harmonics so the bass translates on small speakers. Use a short silence before a drop, and keep the sub clean and mono. Heavy DNB is often less about complexity and more about control. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar raga DNB loop using only stock Ableton devices. Use one vocal phrase chopped into at least 4 slices, a breakbeat loop, a sub-bass sound, one delay or reverb throw, and one filter automation move. Set the tempo to 172, place vocal chops on a repeating rhythm, and finish with one dramatic transition at the end. Your goal is to make it feel like a Pirate Radio teaser, short, dirty, and full of energy. So to recap, start at 172 BPM, pick a vocal with rhythm and attitude, warp it carefully, slice it into playable pieces, build around a breakbeat and sub-bass, add effects throws for drama and arrange the whole thing with contrast and space. Keep it raw, keep it rhythmic, and let the edit breathe where it needs to. That's how you get that old-school Raga DNB Pirate Radio feel in Ableton Live 12. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more high-performance style script, or a step-by-step script with timestamps.